This show is dedicated to my 40-plus year journey in baseball and the opportunity that I've had to interview 20 of the 363 current MLB Hall of Famers. And this next gentleman, little did I know when I was interviewing him that one day he would be inducted into the Hall of Fame. I saw him, I strolled over to him, and I asked him for an interview, and he was a kind gentleman. He obliged me. And it was a great interview. Joe Mauer, the Hall of Famer and member of the Minnesota Twins, with the coach, one-on-one.
And we ran across the man for the Twins, Joe Mauer. How are we doing today?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Just fine.
Good.
And it's every kid's dream that I ran across to play Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. And I've always told kids that I've ran across the quickest way to big leagues was pitching and catching. Mm-hmm. So what was that route like for you?
You know what? My dad told me the same thing. He said left-handed hitting catcher would be my best chance to go. But ever since I was a little kid, I always wanted to play in the big leagues and really worked at it and fortunate enough to be here.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I like Papa Mauer already.
Yeah, yeah. He's a smart man.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now that quest, I mean, you know, it has to be a drive and a determination in you that goes beyond just being a baseball player to make it. I mean, what was in you? What was that drive in you?
Well, you know, I think, obviously I had two older brothers. I think they helped me out a lot. You know, I'd always try to compete with kids their age, you know, bigger, better competition growing up. My dad was a pretty strict parent, but, you know, he made me realize that you have to take care of certain things to be able to have that opportunity. And, you know, getting in school, getting your schoolwork done, just being a good human being off the field. So there's a lot of things in place that I needed to take care of before I could get out there on the ball field.
And I've always emphasized to those young baseball players, whatever it took for you to get to that point, to get drafted, once you get in there, you can throw all that out the window because it all starts over.
Absolutely. You know, whether you're drafted in the first round or the 50th round, you have a jersey and you have a chance. You know, some of those guys that go a little earlier might have more chances, but, your baseball career isn't done after that. You know, a lot of kids that get drafted don't make it, but you just got to keep working and, keep chasing your dream.
And right place, right time, how did that work out for you?
Timing helps, definitely. I know I've had a lot of friends that, you know, weren't necessarily, or that I came up to the organization with that weren't necessarily a piece to our puzzle here, but, you know, have flourished in other places. So, there's going to be bumps along the road, and if things don't work out, just keep trying, and, who knows, you could probably end up in the right situation.
Speaking of those bumps in the road, when you hit those bumps, sometimes you get discouraged and feel I'm giving this game up. It's a little more than I bargained for.
Yeah. Well, baseball is a tough game any way you look at it. Very few guys hit 300 in the league, and that's failing 7 out of 10 times. So it's a tough game to play. It's very rewarding, but I try to play it on an even keel. Not get too high and not get too low, but understand that, you give everything you can out on the field, and, I can go home proud of that.
So for those youngsters watching this show, what's the average day for Joe Mauer?
It's changed over the years. Obviously they keep us pretty busy in the summers, but, it's coming to the park, getting your body, getting yourself ready to play for the night game. And, as I get a little older, it takes a little bit longer to get ready, but, you're constantly making adjustments. It's a game of adjustments. And for me, once 7 o'clock hits, it's all worth it.
Now, Minnesota Twins, how did you wind up in this Twins uniform? Good little insight for these youngsters on that.
I grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota, mm-hmm. which is about 5 or 6 miles from where we play today in Target Field. And was a Twins fan growing up. And like I said, I always wanted to play in the big leagues. And, the year that I was drafted, the Twins had the first pick. And, they chose me as the first pick. So I was pretty fortunate enough to be in that situation because the next year they won the division and they wouldn't have had that pick. So, I'm happy it all worked out, and I'm glad to be a Twin, and hope to be a Twin for the rest of my career.
So you're the hometown boy that go home at each game, get some good home cooking.
Mom and dad, grandma and grandpa at every home game. So got a lot of support, which is good.
All right, I know you got to get ready. So let me just shoot these last two questions by you.
All right.
So every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. when you got that call up and walked in that locker room for the first time and saw the uniform hanging up, what was that experience like?
You know, it was unbelievable. I was nervous, obviously. I was 20 years old, and I made the opening day roster, and it didn't really hit me until they announced that, you know, here's your Minnesota Twin. They started playing that song that I've heard ever since I was real little. So, plus the 60,000 people didn't, you know, it was a little different from what I was used to. But, yeah, it was just an unbelievable feeling. And, you know, to this day, Brad Radke was on the mound, and that was the thing I was most nervous about, was getting the ball back to him, you know, that first throw back to him. So, he was pretty special for me, but something I'll never forget.
So for those youngsters out there, what was your most embarrassing moment in the game?
Oh, boy. To pick one? Jeez, funny things happen in this game and throughout the year. Embarrassing moment, I don't know. I can't particularly point to one, but, you know, there's been a few.
Coach, take your youngsters behind the scenes with the man for the Twins, J.M.
All right,
appreciate it.
Well, as we're right around the corner from the start of the Major League Baseball season, we'll be giving you more highlights and more interviews. And remember, once again, the coach has written a book, The Diary of a Coach, 40 Years, I Just Can't Tell It All, covering my 40-year journey in baseball. Go online right now and order your copy.
Chapter 16, the players walk to a nearby sporting goods store. One player decided to steal a pair of gym shoes. As he exited the store, an off-duty police officer working security confronted him. He took off running, but security apprehended him and placed him under arrest. When we arrived at the police station, rather than being locked up in a cell, he was seated at a table, amusing the officers with his jokes and making everyone laugh.
Go online right now, order your copy at thediaryofacoach.com. That's thediaryofacoach.com.